Things, because I posted on our Instagram that we weren't gonna have an episode last week and we skipped a week. Why did we skip a week, Rachel? Whose fault is that?
Nikki deleted our episode. I can't believe you, Nikki.
I was so mad at myself. In all seriousness, I was just getting finished with editing our last episode, the fresh episode, and you know MacBooks, they accumulate over time a lot of space if you keep especially video content and sound bites and all that, and I deleted the fresh episode and deleted our other episode at the same time. My face, Nikki. Says it all.
But it's okay. We're here for a new episode, and it's all good. So what are we going to be talking about this week, Nikki?
Yeah, I think, honestly, the fact that this is getting released this week makes much more sense than the original week we were going to have this come out anyways. This week, we are doing a full review episode on RuPaul's Drag Race, which also will fall on Pride Day, which... honestly, I don't know why we didn't think of that before releasing it, but hey, it's a sign, it worked out, and you know what? We'll have an even better episode from the first one that we recorded.
Heck yeah. It worked out perfectly.
Awesome. Well, I think first and foremost, you know, this is going to be on Pride Day. It is Pride Day, but also happy Pride Month, Rachel.
Happy Pride Month, Nikki.
This will be a positive episode.
Yes, very positive, very inclusive, and we're here for the drag queens and trans lives. Yes. and everybody in the LGBT community. You all deserve a safe space to be yourself and enjoy yourself exactly the way you were always meant to be. And so let's get into it, Nikki. What do you love about RuPaul? And RuPaul's Drag Race.
Can I just say, you just gave me goosebumps by saying that, just because, honestly, and I'm trying not to get emotional, just because it's, anyone who listens to our podcast know that you are welcome at our podcast, and regardless of who you are, it does not matter. And I am a firm believer that everyone should live their full authentic selves, and just wanted to make note, you, for whatever reason, you just got to my heartstrings. But yeah, so for anyone that is not familiar with what is RuPaul's Drag Race, I have been watching this show since it first came out. It's been over a decade. It's just kind of crazy to think about how long this show has been on, because it's been on since I was in high school. Just kind of giving some timelines away, but since 2009. And for the last, what is that? That's 13 years now, if I'm doing the math correct.
And that's, honestly, this is so wild for a reality TV series to have made it this long and this far. And I don't want to, when I say what I'm about to say, like, for this to like diminish what RuPaul Drag Race is, because I don't mean it in this way, but it's kind of more niche. It's not something like The Bachelor that is like stayed on TV for also an incredibly long amount of time. You know, it's a little bit more of not as huge of a circle kind of show. And so it's wild how long it has managed to stay on the air and be for like very much an audience, you know what I mean? And so it's just so cool that it has managed to withstand the test of time.
Oh, absolutely. I think because time is growing on Drag Race's side, and because every season, just the fan base is grown significantly every single season that has been dropped. And to this point, you know, now we're up to season 15, and that's just mind-boggling, as you're saying, because most reality TV series don't typically last too long. I mean, you have things such as the Real Housewives franchise that is in different cities. You've had Project Runway, things like that. But this is focusing on drag, essentially. It is.
And I feel like a lot of shows that would fall into a similar category as RuPaul's Drag Race, they make it about 5-6 years and they start to fizzle out and are done. And so the fact that RuPaul has managed to keep the show fresh and new and keep the audience coming back and growing every single season is just amazing. It's outstanding.
Yeah, and to give more insight, if for anyone that's not familiar with what is this show, it's, as we mentioned, it's a reality TV series. It's a competition show where each season, depending on the season and how many queens apply and make it, so usually there will be anywhere from 12 to maybe 15 contestants that enter, and then ultimately as each episode goes on, there is a queen that gets eliminated until obviously there is a top three or top four, and then one of the queens will be announced and crowned. And with that, they have to have uniqueness, nerve, and talent. And they do all of these different things every single episode. Dancing competitions, there's a recording their own music, getting to do Broadway on the shows, a famous, one of my absolute favorite episodes, Snatch Game, which was essentially a show that was done, I believe, in the 80s with, it's essentially done in drag style where the drag queens dress up as a celebrity and they have to impersonate them the entire time. And that ultimately leads up into who is the queen that has done the best the entire season. But of course, as we know, any reality TV series is not real 100%. There are things that are edited and changed to make good television. And that's pretty much what the premise is of this show. And it
lots
is
of drama.
Yes, a lot of tea, a lot of drama. And it is amazing that honestly for the last 13, 14 years now, depending on if we're counting All Stars, it's amazing. And as I just mentioned, because from each season, there's a full season. And then after that, there's All Stars, where essentially is the Super Bowl of Drag Race, I like to call it.
And you have been watching this for so long. Like you said earlier, you've been watching this since it came out.
Oh, I know.
And for as long as I've known you, you've been watching this show. And anytime I have come to visit you or you've come to visit me, this show has always been on. I don't feel like there's ever been a moment where it has not been on the air, because anytime we're visiting each other, I always get to watch an episode of RuPaul with you, because you have to watch the new episode when it comes out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have been a diehard fan since it first began when I was in high school. And I remember watching it and just thought this was so different. I've always been a sucker for reality TV series, competition shows, the drama. But this just really was different. It was really getting to look into the LGBTQ plus community and just the rawness of it, especially in season one with a specific contestant on Gina, who on national TV came out saying that they have HIV. And that was such a jaw-dropping moment where it's like, wow, this is a reality TV series competition show, but it's also raw. And it's really taking a look into a lot of what the LGBTQ plus community goes through. And not only the rawness, but the makeup, the hair, the costumes, everything. I just love it all. And I think that's just what has happened over the years, as it's just essentially become a way for, where drag is not new. It's been around since the 70s and before that, but it's really put into the forefront and to viewers to really get to see the art and the craft of what these queens get to do on a daily basis.
And getting to see the costumes and the outfits and just the ensembles that they put together for all the different competitions that they do on the show, and the makeup is just phenomenal. And getting to just, it's really an art, and getting to really watch them take their talents in makeup artists, in sewing, and all the different skills that it takes to put together these beautiful, immaculate outfits,
yeah,
and looks, just all the work that goes into it. It's really just artistry.
Oh, 100%. And as I mentioned, the fan base has just grown significantly over the years, even to the fact of you do cosplay yourself. And I loved the fact that you did a commission for Trixie Mattel's finale outfit. And just go ahead and give our listeners more insight into that, because that was so cool to see you do that.
I had received a request for a commission for this cute little yellow jumper that had like a little heart on it, and I think it was the pie symbol painted onto the heart, and I had no idea what it was. This person had just come to me and asked, "Hey, can you make this? And these are my measurements," and you know, we discussed everything and we came to an agreement, and I went ahead and started making it. And after I started making it, I was posting photos to my Instagram of progress on the outfit, so the person I was making it for could see the progress I was making on it, but also so I could kind of advertise, like, hey, you know, if you want something, I can make it. But I had a lot of fun making it, but I had no idea really what it was. I was just, you know, kind of following the instructions given to me by the person who commissioned it. And you had seen it and you were like, oh my God, you're doing something for RuPaul. And I was like, oh, I'm making this for a commission. I have no idea what this is.
Yeah, it was so cool to see you doing that. And I literally messaged you and said, yeah, do you not realize what you're making here? You're making a cosplay for a specific drag queen. And I think that just goes to show just how much love the fan base has for this show. Because it's not only obviously the excitement of the competition, but this show has really brought a lot of families together. It has, especially the queens that come onto the show, just talking about their specific stories and what they've shared over the years, is how a lot of them have either been abandoned by their family when they've gone into drag, and then after the show aired, their family, they came back together. It was also a lot of, well, my parents don't understand fully what I do, or they don't know that I do drag. And that's where the saying is that drag brings families together, because just the sheer amount of love that I have seen come out of this show has been just so immaculate. But then I will say that there's also been a couple of things that has come out throughout the years that is a little bit of negativity, where I will say that drag queens are still people, and there has been issues in the past of specific queens that have won throughout the seasons, and they've done some questionable things where they've used their crown and not in a good way. And I think it goes to show just kind of the teeter side of it, where yes, the show is ultimately trying to bring positivity and everything, but yeah, there is some negative things that have also come out, or people not being accepted, of people not accepting just the art form of what drag is. And that's exactly it. It's these queens' livelihoods.
And I think that's really like a big issue that is unfortunately plaguing the entire community, is that we're not treating drag like we should. And it's an art, and it's something that people love, and it's a way for people to express themselves. And so many people want to turn it into something so negative and something so gross and disgusting, so far away from what it really is. And it's just people enjoying themselves and their bodies exactly the way that they want to. And there's nothing wrong with that. And we should just let people be people. And it's absolutely ridiculous that in so many places in a country where we're supposed to be allowed to feel like we can be who we want to be on a day-to-day basis, like, it's ridiculous that so many people don't feel safe enough to do that,
to be their full authentic selves. Absolutely. And I will say that besides Drag Race on its own, the fact of just drag performance and going to drag shows is such an exciting thing. If you, Rachel, have never been to a drag show, which I think we've already talked about this and you told me you actually have not, you, I will say, where you live are surrounded by a lot of amazing queen performers, and just going to a drag show, it's so exciting. You get to go in. Here are some tidbits and just tips for anyone that is wanting to go to their first drag show. You've never been, definitely do it. Make sure you bring cash with you, single dollar bills, so you can tip your drag queens. Please make sure you don't ever touch the drag queens unless they come up to you and they touch you, but do not touch them back. Be respectful to the queens and the mm-hmm. performers. But definitely you should go check it out, just because it is so cool getting to see them perform, dance, lip sync, the gambit. It's really fun.
I actually have kind of been to a drag show one time on accident.
Oh, well, let me hear about this, because I need to hear. How did you just magically stumble upon a drag queen?
So there's a place in Atlanta called Little Five Points, and it's got like a lot of what I can really best describe as like hippy dippy little thrift shops and stone shop and stuff like that. Just very, very hippy dippy thrift shoppy kind of stores. And a friend of mine in high school, me and her decided that we wanted to go up there and do some shopping. And my mom and a friend of hers decided that they would chaperone us on our little excursion to the city. So we went up to Atlanta and we were enjoying ourselves, having a nice time. We stayed up there for a pretty long time. So we, you know, of course, wanted to get dinner before we went home. And my mom's friend suggested this Mexican place that was right next to where we had originally parked our car. So he was like, it's right there. When we're done, we can like walk right back to the car, go home. And he was like, they do live performances from time to time too. So if we're lucky, we'll actually get to see some kind of live performance while we're eating. And so we were like, oh yeah, that's like really cool and fun. Let's do that. So we go in, we sit down, we get ordered, and right as like our food was starting to come out, a bunch of performers came onto the stage and it was a drag show. And it was so much fun. It was so cool. The guy that we were with is actually kind of a bit of a womanizer, so he was really like cutting up and having a good time as well. Yes. So it was such a good time. And I actually at one point had to get up and go to the bathroom. And the way that you had to get to the bathrooms in this restaurant, you actually walked right by the path to backstage, essentially. And I actually saw some of the queens who were not performing at the time standing in that hallway. And they were very sweet to me. I said hello when I walked by, and they were very, very nice and polite and sweet. And so gracious, because I was also like, you know, like, oh, like, you guys are so great. You know, you're doing a great job, blah, blah, blah. And they were so sweet to me. So it was a really nice time. We had a great time.
It's so funny.
Great end of the day.
I Googled this place, and the first few things that Google says is Little Five Points is one of Atlanta's hippiest neighborhoods.
That's really the best way you can describe it. It is such, like, stone shops that sell stones for spiritual reasons and incense. And when I say thrift shops, I mean, like, these thrift shops carry nothing but things that have been crocheted by hand, and also trip pants for some reason, if you're old enough to remember what those are. but yeah, this place is actually one of my favorite places to go thrift shopping and stuff. It's outrageously expensive for what it is, but it's fun to go to. It's got a very particular vibe to it.
Oh, absolutely. No, how exciting for you to stumble upon your first show and getting to experience that with some of your friends. Yeah, it's, I will say in Atlanta, they have a really large drag scene, and a lot of amazing queens have come out of Atlanta as well, which is really cool. And I'm sure you probably were around some of the Drag Race contestants, and you probably didn't even know it, or of course, it was probably not even a thought in their minds yet.
it was either right before Drag Race, and they were either didn't know about it or thinking about applying, mm-hmm. or somebody might have been a future queen on the show and we just didn't know it yet. Nobody in the room knew it yet, you know? But yeah, it had to have been right before or like right after it started, because it was, I went sometime when I was in, I think my freshman year of high school is when this happened.
Yeah. And speaking of queens in general, we have just had so many fabulous queens come out of Drag Race over the years, because 15 seasons, math has never been my strong suit. I can't do the math, especially because depending on if there's been 12 to 15 queens per season. And that just adds up over the last so many years. We're going to get tons and tons of queens, which honestly, we've gotten Lady Camden, Sasha Colby, Shangela, Jujubee, Shea Coulee, Angina. There's, I can sit here and just keep naming queens. If you want to give me honestly a pop quiz, I'd probably pass with flying colors. But I will say the great thing about just how many queens have come out of Drag Race is the fact that we have things now such as DragCon, which I couldn't even tell you why I haven't been to a DragCon yet. At some point in my life, I will go.
You need to go.
Essentially, DragCon is a Comic-Con, but full of drag queens, where each booth has every drag queen, depending on if they go that year from Drag Race or local drag queens, but anybody is welcome. And it's just a fun, great time. And I definitely hope that sometime, probably next year, I should plan to go. But I hope to go. I don't know why I haven't yet. And on that note, too, I have no idea why I haven't been to a live taping either, the finale.
Come on, Nikki. Come on. Are you a real fan?
I know.
Are
you even a real fan? I was literally just thinking that. Once I go to DragCon and then a live taping, then I think I can consider myself a 100% diehard fan.
Oh, Nikki, you're already there, but we're gonna get you to a show eventually, so you can really, really feel that true fan experience.
Absolutely. And speaking of the fan base, honestly, we're all some serious fans, where the Drag Race fan community, honestly, it's just wild how much it's grown and how much we all go out for our queens, the show, and it's exciting to see just how much it's blossomed over the years. I will say, though, no shade to anybody. It's just all tea at this point that really, as soon as an episode airs, there are spoilers literally minutes after it has been released. And I have this rule of I can't go online until I watch the episode.
I feel like this is an issue that just plagues not even just reality TV show fans, but sports fans also. Yeah. And I feel so bad for y'all, because I feel like amongst the nerd community, sometimes things can get spoiled and things can get bad because, like, we just get so excited and things get so popular, it hits a point of like, well, if you haven't seen it yet, like, that's on you. But I feel like the nerd community has got really good about being respectful of, you know, people work, they can't always see it right away, and maybe they have to wait a week or two to actually get to see it, so kind of keep your mouth shut for a while. Where with sports fans and reality TV show fans, it's just like instantaneous. Like, not even, I wouldn't even say as soon as the episode's over sometimes. I would say like seconds after you get the new information, somebody's mm-hmm. already like live tweeted it, live reacted to it or something. And I honestly feel bad for y'all as a community, as somebody who's not really in it myself. I feel so bad for y'all because, you know, I know how excited I get, like, even when I'm playing a new video game or reading a new book or watching a new show, how excited it feels when you've been paying attention and watching it and getting to get to that new discovery or that new big thing that just changes everything mm-hmm. for everything you thought you knew about it. It feels really good to feel like you discovered that watching it the first time.
Absolutely.
So like, I feel so bad for people who are excited to see if their team wins or how it happened or that really like dramatic moment of, you know, are they going to be able to lip sync for their life, or are they going to get, or is my favorite queen going to get booted off the show? You know, it's just that suspense is taken away.
Yeah.
And that excitement is taken away when it's spoiled. So I feel so bad for y'all as a community, because it's so bad. You're very right. It's very bad how quickly it'll come out.
Yeah, it's definitely stay offline for sure. Yeah. I've unfortunately unintentionally have ruined game scores for my hubby just because I've looked for whatever random reason. He's like, oh, Nikki, I didn't even finish the game yet. What? So I get it. It's honestly just crazy how fan bases go hard and they love what they watch or play. And yeah, it's just kind of crazy how that comes to fruition, and people definitely are just kind of on that spoiler territory, so careful with spoilers, everyone.
Remember, it's like I get being excited because I myself sometimes I'm like, I just need to talk about this, like I have to get this out there to see if there's somebody else out there who is where I'm at in this story or this point or whatever, and I just need to connect with that person right now. Like, I understand that feeling, believe me. It's not that hard to add an extra 5 seconds to a video you post, or add an extra slide to an Instagram or Facebook post you post. Like, it's not that hard to put that little buffer space.
Oh, absolutely.
It just says, hey, spoiler. You know, it's not that hard. Just do it.
Or even when you're messaging your friends, just saying, hey, did you watch? There was, for another TV show that I was watching years ago, there was a late night TV host, and there was this big thing where a character was killed off the show. I'm not going to say what show it was, just for spoiler reasons, even if the TV show has been off the air for some time now. But this host literally had the person that died within the show on their talk show, and what ended up happening is they didn't even give a spoiler warning. They quickly went into it and just said, oh, so your character died. And what, you can't even give like a 5 second warning to viewers at home that are flipping through the channel, just being spoilers.
Or even like the person in the audience who like maybe didn't catch it because they took a trip to come to this show. Yeah. You know, like, that's so rude. Kind of similar thing. Remember our group chat about The Walking Dead? And I'm not going to say which character it was, and obviously not a spoiler for Walking Dead. Everybody dies in The Walking Dead. But I don't know if you remember, we had a group chat, me, you, and my dad, where we all talked about The Walking Dead, and he spoiled it for me.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Yeah, because I was kind of like you are about RuPaul. I was about The Walking Dead. Yes. Watched it religiously. I absolutely always made sure to watch it. And for whatever reason, that week, that Sunday, Clay had convinced me to let him watch his pay-per-view, like his wrestling pay-per-view, instead of letting me watch The Walking Dead.
But that was a huge episode.
I know. And so I missed it. And I was literally getting home, about to turn it on to finally get to watch it. And I check my messages. And my dad's in there like, did you know? Like, can you believe they killed blank? And I just immediately messaged, they killed blank? And he was like, but you always watch it. Why didn't you watch it?
So for any listeners at home, honestly, do not assume that the people in your inner circle have already watched the specific TV show or movie. Just simply ask the question, as I said earlier, did you watch blank, blank, and blank, without giving spoilers?
Yes, just always ask first. Even if they are really good about always watching it on time, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Absolutely. But I think just wrapping up this episode, I want to come into a close and just say what a legacy RuPaul has left for the drag community, the LGBTQ+ community, and how exciting it has been to see the show grow, and the fact that it's grown so significantly, because it all started with RuPaul's Drag Race in America, and then All Stars came into the picture, and now we have Drag Race with so many other communities across the globe now, where there's a RuPaul's Drag Race Australia, there's a RuPaul's Drag Race Canada, Thailand, Mexico is the newest one, and it just keeps growing because there is obviously a demand for this in their mm-hmm. specific region. And honestly, there is just, I can't even put words into how amazing it is to see that the community is growing, and there's obviously people asking for this. And it's exciting to just think about the future and how much bigger drag will continue to get as long as that there is this platform for queens to keep performing. And it's just, I think where I'm trying to end this is just how it's amazing and drag is endless.
I think you really said it beautifully. I think that And rightfully so for some of the complaints. I think that there are some people who have who take a little bit of issue with RuPaul within the community.
Yep.
as far as the drama and a few of the other things, and the fact that, you know, it's a reality TV show at the end of the day, so it is edited and not all of it is fully real. But at the end of the day, when you're looking at the space that this show is building for the drag community, like you said, it's growing outside of just this country. It's going out and branching off into other countries and making spaces in other places where it's hard to have a space for drag here in America. It can be even harder in some of these other places where the show is branching off to and whatnot. So just the fact that it's creating this space for drag and showing the world, hey, drag queens are here, they're not going anywhere, and not just drag queens, but people love drag queens. We all love drag queens. We all love drag. And you're just going to have to accept that drag queens exist, trans people exist, LGBTQ people exist, and it's all great. It's all wonderful, you know? And we're here and we're not going anywhere. LGBTQ, alphabet mafia for life.
What a great way to conclude this episode, honestly. I think is saying, you just said it perfectly, love is love regardless mm-hmm. of who you are, honestly, and that LGBTQ plus community, honestly, for our listeners, we support you. We are happy to support Pride Month, and we love Pride Month just because, again, it's showing love and hope. Mm-hmm. And this was such an exciting episode, and I'm excited for us to just continue to talk about these specific topics. Thank you for allowing us to do an episode on Drag Race as a whole.
I couldn't deny you.
Honestly, this episode could get so much longer, and we could have a part two, which maybe in the future we will cover more, and of course we will. But I just love
maybe we can like rank your favorite drag queens. Like you can give me like your favorite queens, and then I can tell you what I think of them and then rank them myself.
Honestly, my wish would be to just be a judge on this show. Long term, indefinitely, that would be a dream, honestly. Yes,
that would be so cool.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad we were able, even though I deleted the first episode.
Don't delete this one. No, I'm Nikki, not. Don't I'm delete not, this not, one.
No. But I will say that this was an amazing, exciting episode, and the fact that it got to be released on Pride Day, what an amazing day, honestly. And to end it all with a quote from RuPaul himself, honestly, if you can't love yourself, how in the heck are you going to love anybody else? Which is amazing. And just next week, it is going to be the week of July 4th. We will have a bonus episode. It's not going to be a full review episode, but hang tight, everybody, because after next week, we will be back to our usual reviewing of TV series and movies.
And until then, we will see y'all next time.
Until then.
Bye.
Bye. If you like Two Girls, One Review, go subscribe wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts. My dog is laying so weird right now. If she doesn't move, I'm gonna have to send you this photo.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm getting a little sidetracked.
No,
she
you're
just
fine.
Looked funny. I'm sending that to you. Isn't that funny?
Yes.